Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
909, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Oh, you just heard that. Yeah, welcoming in. Thank you both, by the way, for your work this morning. Welcoming in J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council. I'm having a brain lapse here, J.P. at large, right? Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member at large, vice president of the council, and it rotates with the other council person at large, who is Helena Moreno, who is currently the president, correct?
That's correct.
Now that we've got our civics lessons out of the way. The latest, I guess, shenanigans, I don't know how else to refer to them, and I don't mean to minimize the mayor's behavior at all, but this Pontalba apartment thing, your thoughts on what the MCC reported to the council and what happens from here?
Well, I mean, I think at this point the council, the area, the policy governing is very gray, and the council's going to have to reach out to the city attorney and legislative auditor to see what the policy is regarding this historic property. I will say it is very unusual. Other mayors have used the Pontalba sparingly, but the Pontalba is not a residence like the governor's mansion. The mayor of the city of New Orleans does not have an official residence. More importantly, there was a time where many, many moons ago, Moon Landrieu was actually offered Longview Gardens as a city council mayor residence. And his response was, in a city with this many poor people, no mayor should have a palace. Mm. And I think that kind of is resonated through time. And I'm not aware of any other mayor who used the Pontalba as an official residence. So we're trying to sort through it. It's kind of a mess, but this is kind of a mess in a series of messes.
You know, one thing that struck me about the video, and you don't know from, you know, I didn't watch all 300, whatever, hours, 600 hours of it, but she did seem to be walking unencumbered along the streets of the French Quarter, which, in the murder capital of the United States, if you're concerned about security, it would seem to render lame the argument about having to fly first class internationally because you're concerned about your security, when the security officer was flying in the back of the plane, and now here you are walking along the streets of the quarter with no apparent security. Did that raise your eyebrows at all?
Well, it raised my eyebrows insofar as a common complaint we hear, and it's a valid complaint from residents of the quarter and tourists and visitors, is the quarter is not safe. I mean, no part of the city is safe, but people tend to think that when you have these tourism-centric areas, that they're somehow safer than the rest of the city, but there is no part of the city that's safe. And I guess that whenever I leave my house to get in my car with my kids, I look both ways, turn on the lights, turn on the video, and I'm kind of just terrified to make sure that they get in the car safely and we can go where we're going. And I guess for me, what I took away, and Adam watched the video, but from your description, what really has bothered me in my time as a council member is the lack of urgency this administration has in addressing crime. Mm-hmm. And when I see someone who kind of blissfully unaware wanders through the quarter without a care in the world as to what could happen to them, it's no surprise that they don't feel the pressure of crime constantly on them like I do. I mean, when you got three small kids, even when I'm walking my kid to school and it's two blocks away, mm-hmm. I'm constantly in terror something's going to happen. And I think that's how most of the New Orleanians feel. And I think that not having that constant pressure removes the sense of urgency in solving the problem.
Again, I don't know what the whole video showed. I don't know if there were security down the block from her, but there didn't appear to be any security. It appeared to be nonchalant, and that thought did enter my mind as well, JP, about, well, do you even realize what's going on in the city? Talk to me about the Wisner Trust and what's happening in connection to that.
The council and the people of New Orleans had a pretty definitive victory last week when Judge Kern Reese froze the Wisner Fund both to the mayor and to the heirs who never should have had that money. That fund was supposed to expire in 100 years. The 100-year date passed. We have established appellate and Supreme Court law saying the Wisner Trust should have dissolved and the money should have reverted to the city. The mayor illegally created a secret private trust for her and a bunch of heirs of people who've been dead for 100 years to profit from themselves. And right now we get to go try the case. But until then, for once in 100 years, the spigot is turned off, and we're going to get down to how this money was spent over the last 2 years when it was being spent illegally, who got enriched from it. And, I mean, really the underlying question we haven't resolved, Tommy, is it made no sense when the previous mayor – had a trust where the city got 65% with a public fund. Why did the mayor create a new fund where the city got less money in exchange for no oversight in how it was spent? I think the more that the inspector general and other groups dig into that, that smells awful. It smells beyond funny. It smells awful. And as we dig into this lawsuit and figure out how this money got taken and why, and who's been receiving it, we're really going to be able to figure out how this even happened 2 years ago.
I don't, you know, I had the pleasure of working for a guy one time. At the time, it wasn't very pleasant, but he would not accept a BS answer. And it was embarrassing sometimes because I knew I was BSing him, and he knew it too. And then there'd be this awkward pause, and he'd call me out. And it's like, okay, you're right. That's no excuse. And that did teach me a lesson in life. And I'm just trying to get the facts out there and be accurate. And I'll get your opinion on this because I asked Councilman Geruso this yesterday, I think it was. It seems to me Mayor Landrieu's, not Moon Landrieu, but Mitch Landrieu's actions as it relates to the Wisner Trust were more passive, where he didn't really do something that he should have. And Mayor Cantrell's actions were more aggressive, proactive, where she took the step of doing something that she certainly should not have. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, basically what the mayor did is, what Mayor Landrieu should have done is, after we won the case, he should have dissolved the trust. Rather than dissolve the trust, he left the public board intact, which wasn't ideal, but it was transparent. What happened was, a couple of years back, everyone realized this trust should have been dissolved. And as the council began to look at dissolving it, the mayor, without council approval, which is completely illegal, extended the trust into perpetuity with the city getting less money. And with the city getting less money, the money going directly to the mayor with no public oversight, no public accountability. And I mean, on its face, there is no logical reason to do that. Even if the mayor had kept the previous mayor's policy intact, the city would have gotten more money and it would have been transparent. But to cut a bad deal just so that you could have access to money with no oversight, that on its face stinks to high hell.
You know the charter. You are an attorney. I just wonder where criminal activity enters into this, because if you're taking money that the city should have and then you're giving it to somebody else, in a way you're kind of like Robin Hood, but well, presuming it's something, well, you understand the analogy, regardless of whether it's good or bad or whatever. Bottom line, you're taking money from somebody and giving it to somebody else that is not yours. Does that enter into criminal activity at any point?
Oh, I mean, that's something for a law enforcement agency to dig into. And I mean, there's ample, I know for a fact that many agencies are watching very closely as this unfolds, but I will say, at the very least, it speaks to a dereliction of duty and a mayor failing to be a good fiscal manager of the funds the city's entitled to. And more importantly, it's just, I mean, it gets lost in the conversation, but Mr. Wisner never intended for this money to be taken by private parties forever. In fact, the original trust largely went to the city. It was a crooked mayor in the 20s. Mm-hmm. that created this weird trust to give other rich people money they weren't entitled to. And that was allowed to perpetuate itself for almost 80, 90 years before in 2014, the courts definitively said Mr. Wisner's original goal was to have this money revert, and it should revert. So, I mean, I'll leave it to law enforcement agencies to weigh in on it, but in the interim, while law enforcement agencies look into it, the city council is going to make sure that these monies go to the city to pay for things that matter to the citizens here. I mean, we're talking about increasing the amount of money we give police. We're talking about raising sanitation fees by 70% doing one day a week trash pickup. The city's in desperate need of resources and cash, and we are not in a position for a mayor just to give that money away to create a slush fund.
Is one day trash collection in Orleans Parish, to divert a little bit away from the conversation, is that the new norm? Is that going to be it from now on for people? Should they get ready and just deal with it?
That's the mayor's proposal. That will be one of the things we debate on the council dais for funding these new plans. I've got a lot of questions regarding these sanitation plans. One big thing, besides the one day a week trash pickup in itself and a 70% increase, that's a big problem. But a bigger problem when you talk about transparency in the public is there's assignment clauses in the contract, Tommy, where we could give the contract to one company and they could turn around and sell the contract to another company, which is completely ridiculous. Yep. And I've raised this issue up in meetings and said, why do we have assignment clauses in contracts that are publicly bid and the mayor has refused to budge? So I'll tell you, my intention right now, Tommy, on Thursday is I'm not voting to fund these jacked up contracts with one day a week trash pickup where companies can sell these contracts after they win them. That's against public policy. It's not people expecting. I'll remind everyone, we awarded the contract to one party after Katrina who made the streets smell with lemon scent. Yep. And then a couple of years later, quietly, the contract got sold and there was no more lemon scent. I'm not doing that joke again.
Stinks more than one, in more than one way. Real quick, JP, this council seems different. Bob Sarazzoli, I don't know if you were in the legislature. You might have still been in law school. I don't know.
I knew Bob real well. He's a great guy.
He left, and he told me in person that there were so many streams of revenue coming into the city. He said it was like throwing a handful of worms in a hot pan. That's what it looked like, trying to follow them. Is this something the council is going to look at, all the different streams of revenue? Because it is set up, according to him, at least what he told me personally, in an odd kind of way, and it's hard to follow what's coming in and where it's going. Is the Wisner Trust kind of a classic example of that?
Yes. I mean, the Wisner Trust is a classic example of a revenue stream that is tied to an archaic board that no one knows about. The city of New Orleans has hundreds of boards that should have been dissolved years ago that some of them have revenue tied to them. But more importantly, the city budget is a complete mess. I mean, we're just digging into it. We're trying to do some partial reform this year because remember, we came into council with the previous council having already set the budget. We're going to do some reform this year, but I look to next year being the year where we completely reform the budget so it's transparent and coherent.
Go ahead.
Right now, the city kind of funds departments like a theme, like, oh, sanitation needs $5 million. Here's $5 million. In the state of Louisiana, if we fund a department, there's a breakdown by position, by who's being funded, what positions are being funded, how much goes to office supplies. That stuff is detailed. In the city of New Orleans, all those details are lacking. That's nuts. I mean, we're going to start doing that process. Councilman Geruso is really digging into it. And we're going to have some reform this year. But next year, people have to remember, and in this city they've forgotten, the mayor's proposed budget is a suggestion. The council has to author a budget and pass it. And it's time for the council to remind the mayor, we appreciate your suggestion of how money should be spent, but we're going to make sure that money is spent in a way that reflects the way the citizens of the city think the money should be spent.
So was Bob Sarazzoli on target, and are all of these arcane boards and streams of revenue, that is something you guys will eventually get to?
Yeah, I mean, Bob's right in that the whole budget's like a can of worms, and you're trying to track one worm to the other. Mm-hmm. As far as there being significant secret funds, I don't know about that. There are some, like the Wisner Trust. That's a great example where it's kind of an outlier. There are probably a couple out there, but more importantly, the budget doesn't follow best budget processes. it's very difficult for any inspector general to evaluate departments on how they spend their money when the mayors don't clearly dictate how the money should be spent. So Bob was right. It's a mess. It's a can of worms. As far as there being, you know, dozens or hundreds of little mini funds of revenue, I don't know about that. There are definitely a couple, Wisner being kind of the worst bad actor. But we're going to get in the middle of all of that. I mean, we're going to really significantly revisit all these different boards and commissions and really streamline them down to what's necessary in eliminating these boards that kind of existed for 100 years to do nothing but cost us money.
Thank you, JP. I appreciate your time as always. Have a good day, all right?
Thanks, Tommy.
JP Morrell, New Orleans City Councilman at Large, Vice President of the Council, Line 24. When we come back, we're going to talk about relationships with our friend Dr. Judy Ho, and how do you go about maintaining a marriage, maintaining a relationship, and we'll take your questions at 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.